Hey guys, this is Mark, and this is the analysis and commentary of Open Letter to Brazil. In these commentaries, I talk about some of the research, backstories, and ideas of where this particular article came from. So if you love it, you have access to even more information about the topic. Oh, Brazil. The Brazil article, as it will probably always be known for the rest of my life. There's not a ton to say about this personally that's not already said in the article. I was encouraged to write this. So I've lived on and off in Brazil for the last 4 years. It's a couple weeks before moving back to the United States permanently. I was seeing a bunch of my Brazilian friends and things are pretty shitty down there. Like, let's be honest. This is 2016. So even if people are listening to this 10 years from now, they'll remember 2015, 2016, not good years for Brazil. Things were really bad and I found myself getting very, very frustrated with the culture. I'd spent years down there. I speak the language. I'm marrying a Brazilian. I'm very familiar with the culture and, spent a lot of time, and I just found myself really having a love-hate relationship with it. I would go 3 or 4 days just happier than ever, and then I would go 3 or 4 days just absolutely miserable and hating everybody. And it was very intense, and it was difficult. And my last month there, I ended up talking to a lot of Brazilian friends about this, just because I was leaving kind of permanently, so the conversation would come up like, oh, well, how was living here? What do you think about Brazil? And basically all the things that I said in the article kind of came up in these conversations. And it's really funny because one of the biggest criticisms from Brazilians, about this article was, that I am an ignorant American and I don't know anything about the country and, I'm biased because of my culture and blah, blah, blah. And the funny thing is that literally there's not a single idea in this article, that was not spoken by one of my Brazilian friends themselves, first. So, I honestly, I can't even really claim credit, for most of it. Maybe I kind of sculpted some of the ideas, but almost everything in this came from Brazilians I had talked to and myself and people who were close to me. So it did go mega viral. What surprised me was it did pretty well. The English version did pretty well. When I wrote it, I kind of expected the Portuguese version to do well. I was worried that the English version, I almost just put the Portuguese version on Medium, because, and didn't even publish the English version because I just didn't really know how much people would care about it or whatever. I ran it by my two guys that work for me, my tech guy and my research assistant. They both traveled a lot. They've read a lot of my stuff. They read it. They both thought it was interesting. So I use them for a litmus test a lot of times. So I went ahead and put the English version up, and I was surprised how well the English one did. It actually outperformed most of my English articles, which that was the biggest surprise. The viralness in Brazil was not a surprise. I think at this point it's been, liked and shared on Facebook about 400,000 times. It was republished by a couple, big bloggers and video bloggers down there. And was viewed millions of times and blah, blah, blah. What did surprise me is that the mainstream media in Brazil, just shat all over my face. Particularly there was a Vice article that was particularly scathing. All these articles are written in Portuguese. So I'm not even going to bother telling you where to find them. And if you're Brazilian and listening to this, you probably already know where to find them, or you can find them much easier than I could. The only thing that kind of took me aback was, that the mainstream media down there just completely ripped me apart. And what was interesting was that what happened is a couple publications down there ripped on me, just trashed me completely. And then the next thing that happened was 10 other media outlets jumped on the bandwagon and said, oh, look, everybody's ripping on this gringo guy who said these things. And the funny thing, the experience was really kind of surreal for me, because I knew that this stuff happened with the internet, but I had never really kind of been at the center of it before. Like, I'd seen it happen to other people and in other places. But it was funny because literally, like, probably I would say 80 to 90% of the emails, messages, tweets, comments I got from Brazilians, at least 80% were incredibly positive. And they came from all over. They came from, you know, like a lot of influential people. So a lot of business owners, media people, university professors. There was even a congressman who tweeted out the article and then messaged me and told me that he loved it. It was actually very overwhelming. And it was funny because on these mainstream media articles, if you went to the comments, the vast majority of the comments were people defending me. But it was interesting to watch the media kind of like create its own narrative around this. It's like, all right, so you got this gringo. He's getting tons of attention, criticizing some things about Brazil and its culture. So we'll write an article just like shitting all over him, which will generate a lot of traffic. And then other media outlets look at that and they're like, oh, look, this media outlet is shitting on this foreign guy. And that generates traffic for them. And meanwhile, nobody's actually having to produce any sort of like opinion or content. They're all just kind of piggybacking off my ideas or what I wrote. In terms of the actual criticisms, I actually did have a number of interesting discussions. I found it very ironic. I found a few things very ironic about the criticisms about this article. There were two in particular. The first one was, I would say at least like 2/3 of the criticisms of me for this article, complained that I was stereotyping Brazilians, generalizing about Brazilians. And then they would proceed to stereotype me and generalize me for being American. So they're like, oh, like all Americans, he thinks his country's great and thinks it's all about him. He can't stereotype us like that, you know, and what can you say to that? You just kind of laugh and roll your eyes. The other interesting criticism, which was, again, you know, pretty much the entire article made the argument, the problem with Brazilian culture is that nobody has ever had to take responsibility for themselves, and so nobody is, like, actually does take responsibility for themselves. And one of the big criticisms I got was like, oh, well, there was colonialism and imperialism and slavery, and then the Portuguese did this, and then you just don't understand our history. And the funny thing is actually I have read about Brazilian history. I've had multiple very long conversations with my wife about Brazilian history and Brazilian friends about it. I'm very, very familiar with it. And that's kind of the whole point, is it's like, yeah, your history is fucking horrible. Like, you guys really got shafted really hard. But that's kind of the point I'm making, is that no culture ever developed where personal accountability was rewarded. And so that's why things perpetually continue to fail over and over again. And at some point, some generation of Brazilians is going to have to stand up and say, okay, we're going to be the ones who are going to be accountable. We're the ones who are going to do it right. And I think a lot of people down there like really understand that. I've seen the messages, like millions of people down there understand that. The problem is that millions of people don't, either because they're not educated enough or they're just kind of too wrapped up in their own ideology or their own culture or whatever. The other interesting thing about a lot of these criticisms. So there were a couple like Brazilian bloggers who criticized me, and they focused on the colonial thing. Like, they kind of assumed I was ignorant about colonial history and Brazilian history. And you know, basically they said, like, look, the Portuguese came over and they did all these horrible things and we had horrible slavery and, like, that's why we're so fucked up. And this American guy doesn't understand that. And again, the irony of that is that, well, there's actually a lot of places in the world that got screwed over by colonialism and had problems with slavery, and they developed just fine. If you look at places in Asia, you know, places like Singapore, Taiwan, Japan, these are all places that had various, like, types of imperial problems and colonial problems, and they don't exhibit the same problems as Brazil. The only other places in the world that exhibit the same problems as Brazil are other Latin countries. And so that's why this is a cultural problem. It's not a problem about history. It's not a problem about economics, although history and economics influence culture. It's a cultural problem. And it's a problem of, like, priorities and values and, you know, making conscious decisions to be different. What else? I mean, the funny thing, I made a point to include in this article that I wrote a 3,000-word article ripping on my own country in the hopes that people, like, I tried to preempt that criticism, because I did write a huge article just, like, tearing into American culture. I've actually written a few articles tearing into American culture. And so I wanted to make that clear in this article that it's like, no, I'm not, like, one of these people that thinks that my country's great. But, you know, people didn't read that far, or they didn't click to actually see that. I did get a lot of messages from, you know, other Latinos, even some South Europeans. there's a group of guys who read me in Portugal who I met a few years ago, and they're always fun. They always send me fun comments. And I think one of them commented, like, he's like, I already know these problems in Brazil because we gave them to them. Like, but I got messages from Italians, Spaniards, Greeks, saying, like, yep, it's pretty similar over here too. I really think this comes from, you know, if we really want to blame somebody here, I think the proper person to blame is the Catholic Church. I think when you look at Western civilization, so Western Europe / the New World, and you look at the delineation between Northern and Central Europe and, you know, the Anglosphere, and then the Southern Europe and the Latin world, and you look at these cultural differences, you know, it's people in Southern Europe and Latin America, like, they're more family oriented. They're emotionally open. You know, one of my favorite things about living in South America was just how ebullient and embracing people are, how joyful they are, how free spirited they are, how connective they are. Like, it's, when you're with somebody, you're really with them. Like, it's all about just being together in the moment. And that's one thing I love about their cultures. Whereas kind of the Northern European cultures, there's always an agenda. There's always, you know, when I go out with friends here in New York, it feels like there's always somebody trying to impress somebody else, or, like, there's, like, fake smiles and fake laughs. And you spend an hour with somebody and it feels kind of like a business meeting. Even when you're, like, out for drinks, that doesn't exist in Latin culture, and I love that. I think that where the difference comes from is the Catholic Church really pushed strong cultural values based on family, based on solidarity, collectivism, and the Catholic Church being the Catholic Church, it also created a heritage of corruption and kind of, like, this pious selfishness where people, like, are insanely corrupt, but, like, somehow blind to how their own actions are, like, destroying the society around them. And you see this heritage all through Southern Europe, continues today there, and then all through Latin America. It was imported from the Spanish and the Portuguese, and to a lesser extent, the French. And then you look at Protestantism. Protestantism, it did away with all that. It was all about the virtue of work, of hard work, self-sacrifice, honesty, integrity. There was a huge emphasis put on education, personal achievement. There was kind of this idea of like, well, you know, if somebody's poor, it's because they're lazy and God is punishing them for being lazy. Your value in God's eyes under Protestant, like Calvinism, was seen in terms of how productive you were, how much you were contributing to society. And so from there, you get a lot of these, the Northern European cultures where there's so much priority put on being industrious and productive and, you know, successful, ambitious, and individualistic. You know, there's much less connectivity and, solidarity among people. And I think, it's funny, like, I feel like the big challenge for, you know, say American culture, like one of the big challenges for American culture and, Northern European culture is like learning how to have that, like, that intimacy, learning how to like actually be with somebody and open themselves up to them. I think that's why the self-help world, this like touchy-feely self-help world is very much like a Western, like Anglosphere, Northern European industry. Like it's, like if you try to run a seminar in Brazil about like how to be more open and emotional with people that you're close to in your life, like nobody would attend because that's like people look at that's like in Brazil, that's like attending a seminar to learn how to drink water. Like it's crazy, you know? But that's what people in these countries need. That's what this culture needs. The Protestant type work ethic, like that's what it lacks. And then on the contrary, you know, like what I think what these Catholic-based cultures, Southern European cultures, Latino cultures, like they need accountability. They need this like social responsibility. And, you know, one thing I write, I probably average one travel article a year. It's funny, Brazil is the third country I've written an article about. I wrote one about the U.S., I wrote one about India. I always get the travel articles. I always get criticized. Always. They're always like the most controversial articles I write. But I really feel, I mean, if we zoom out for a second, I guess I'll finish this up by saying that like my big philosophical vision, having been around the world, been to over 60 countries, and lived in South America and Asia and spent a lot of time in Europe. You know, my vision is that, if I could boil everything down to kind of one sentence, I have this line in my 5 years of travel article where I say that the best part of a country is the worst part. I think you could say that about cultures. You know, the best part of each culture is also usually the worst part. And I feel like most of the cultures of the world, there's something that makes them beautiful and unique. You know, it's kind of like, it's like individual people, you know, it's like each culture has really amazing and beautiful things about them. And each culture has blind spots and things that are really obnoxious and or dangerous, and unhealthy. And, I think it's very important that it be okay to point out those things that are ugly about each culture, including our own. And a lot of people in the U.S., a couple people in my family, you know, after I posted this Brazil article, they kind of had an attitude of like, man, like, who are you to post this? Like, you have no right to post this. And I disagree completely. I honestly think everything should be fair game to everybody. I think culture needs to be criticized. I think it needs to be criticized by people within it. I think it needs to be criticized by people without it, or outside of it. And it needs to be okay to do that. People need to be willing to hear that. And yeah, I'm sure I'm wrong about some of these things. I'm sure I exaggerate or am biased. That's true for everything I write. But it needs these, these opinions, like, they need to be voiced. They need to be aired by somebody. And one of the problems in Brazil is that I think people are so conformist down there. What I notice about my friends down there and people I know is just everybody thinks these things that I wrote. Nobody says them because they don't want to be the asshole. They don't want to be, they don't want to ruffle any feathers. So, you know, I'm a gringo. I'm leaving. I said, fuck it. I'll say it. So there it is.